Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, that's something I can never not see again.
What?
I was on the Instagrams and I saw Britney Spears' latest video. Dancing around with her tatas hanging out.
Yeah. She sure was.
Can't unsee that.
Yeah. Yep.
Not what I expected, I guess.
No, it's so funny just because I saw it yesterday and yeah. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, Britney.
What is she doing, Katie?
And even like, because I know that she likes to dance and do all that stuff, but it doesn't even look like dancing right now.
No,
like,
it was just gyrating and it looks flopping out.
Like a cry for help. And I hope she does get some help because I think that there's people in her camp that can tell her that's not a good idea and they're just not doing it.
I don't know if she's going to listen, though.
There's that.
I don't know.
You know, there's that.
The one I saw, they put little hearts over everything.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Same.
But still, you could still see a lot. I don't know if she should be doing that.
Well, and it's funny.
She's having fun, though.
She is having fun, and
whatever.
I would like to.
Who am I to say?
Point out, that's how we know they're real, though, because that is how they look.
she's a mom.
You know.
Katie brought it up.
I did. I was like, that
don't
was
send
very,
me messages.
It was refreshing to see that, just because as a woman, you're like, that is how it.
That's
you
how
know?
It, that's
like that's what happens.
The way the cookie crumbles.
But you know, good for, like she is confident. I guess we'll
she
give
is.
Her that, right?
Or something.
Or drunk.
Or she's
that.
Drunk. She could be drunk.
Liquid courage. There's that too. Boy.
All right. Well, go follow Britney on Instagram if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Never a dull moment.
See the video for yourself. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Coming up in about an hour, we've got Fast Five. It's our fun little think quick game. And if you'd like to play today at 7:30, you should try to get in because we've got a restaurant gift card to give away. And then on top of that, a pair of Nuggets tickets. So it's going to be very, very popular today. Coming up at 7:30. Scrolling through the Facebooks yesterday and stumbled on Josh's account over there. And it was an ad for some stuff for sale this guy is selling. And I was like, hold up, wait a second. First things first, I can tell that you're a single guy because, good God, man, your shelves are so incredibly dusty.
I mean, like an inch of dust.
I was like, I feel like you probably should have dusted your shelves before you posted all those pictures.
Second I posted it.
Disgusting.
Well, that room is not touched very often, okay? So let's just say that. Yeah, room that most of those...
It's Legos.
Yeah.
You sell them as Legos. Yeah. But even the Legos had like an inch of dust. I was like, you're trying to sell these, bro. I feel like you should just take a little rag to everything and dust them off. Do one of these.
So it's so funny. The second I saw that, I was like, okay, I probably should have redone that. But you have to, like, if you sell things on Facebook Marketplace or there's a group that I'm in, you have to get permission. So it goes through, like, a moderator, and they see that you're selling, like, actual Legos and things like that. And it takes forever to get accepted. And so I was like, I saw that, and right afterwards I was like, oh, I should have totally dusted.
On the other hand... it proves that those things were set up and not touched, too. So the value, I guess, you know, the juxtaposition on that would be that, these things have not been played with.
And let me tell
you, you're a grown man.
The messages that I have gotten, which is so funny, they're still coming in consistently. Nobody cares about the dust.
Nobody cares.
Show me those minifigs.
Seriously. And it's so incredible how much... People are willing to pay.
You had $4,500 listed on there for what you had.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you just threw in a number.
Yeah.
No, so that's all. That was very diligently added up for what they are worth right now. And that's for if anybody wants to buy all of them at once. Most people message about, hey, what's this one? Because I have each Lego set like labeled. This is what I want for it. This is the one. This is the year it came out. All those things. And so most people go one by one and are like, hey, this set, how much are you willing to take? Are you willing to? A lot of people want to do trades, things like that. And it was just time. Like, I was looking at them for years now and they have not been touched.
How did you do it? Because you know me, I've got a buttload of stuff from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm collecting all my He-Man stuff. And there's going to be a point where I need to sell it, but I just can't bring myself to do it. So, what was the trigger that you were like, I got to do this, and I think I know what it is.
So you probably do.
Amelia Earhart over here is like, you need to grow up. It was your girlfriend, wasn't it? Your girlfriend's making you sell these so you can buy an engagement ring.
Be honest.
You know what's so funny is no, she's not making me do it. I'm kind of like, I want to grow up anyway. And I'm kind of doing it because of her. But it's so...
She's made comments, hasn't she?
No, she's actually buying me more Star Wars stuff. So she's not helping in any way, shape, or form. But because I have a serious girlfriend and I want to, like, be an adult, finally, I want to kind of change my house and change the way things look. I have Legos everywhere. So I'm like, I don't need to do that.
Well, and if they're literally collecting dust, what good are they doing, you know?
Yeah, and, like, there was a time, and it was so funny how bored I was over COVID. I was buying, like, these elaborate cases that you can put them in so that they don't collect dust and this and that. And those cases are expensive. So, like, now that I'm selling them, all these Legos are going to come with cases and things. And those are free of charge. I'm not even charging for those.
What have you pulled in so far?
Well, with everything that I've sold, this is the latest batch. I mean, I've pulled in a couple thousands dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
So that'll go right to an engagement ring.
They don't lose value. That's the thing, Jeremy, which is so, like, important for you to know.
Oh, I know.
Is, like, even
now the He-Man movie's coming out, mine are just going to skyrocket, dude. I'm holding on to them.
Hold on. For me, like, I built 99% of them, but I've kept the boxes. I've kept the instructions.
Smart.
I've kept everything. They are in pristine condition, and they're in storage. And I went through the storage yesterday and found all of them. And they are in not even collected dust, those things. So for that,
you're speaking my language.
When
here.
Somebody knows that, they will be, they are willing to pay so much more. And I love that because these dudes are serious collectors. Like, a lot of these Lego sets I bought or was given when they first came out. So these are, like, the first generation, like 2005 when Star Wars Episode 3 came out, so on and so forth. Like, There are real collectors out there that love to find first generation Lego sets that have not been touched since then, and a lot of them haven't been.
There's all sorts of other dudes out there with very dusty shelves that are like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta add this to my collection."
It's so true, and people are willing.
I can't make fun because I'm a collector too.
Top dollar, yeah. So, are yours collecting dust, or are you down there, like, dusting regularly?
Mine are in a storage room right now because I'm finishing half my basement, which then I'm going to put shelves up and display everything for a little while, which I'm a little concerned about because I'm afraid that my kids are going to jack things up with everything on display down there when they have friends over and they're playing grab ass, doing whatever down there. So I don't know. But no, mine are kind of like they're boxed up on some shelves in a storage area covered with blankets and...
Oh, I have some covered with blankets.
Yeah.
The more expensive ones are the ones that I've, like, really taken care of.
Sorry, Katie, we're taken.
I know.
I'm just like, I can't believe. Like, you talk about me wasting time. This just made me almost fall asleep.
Yeah, but Katie, it makes you richer.
It makes you money, makes you though. Richer. I know. Your guys' are at least, I almost got a ticket for mine. Like, you guys are at
you don't
least making
anything?
Some money. I used to collect piano things just because I like the piano, but nothing worth value. I mean, I have some waterfall things. I have a little Nuggets collection that I've got going on, but it's really just sentimental stuff. None of it really holds
value.
Well,
Jerry, you're right. Like, the ones that I got that are, like, really expensive, which are so funny because those are the ones that you'd, like, would want to sell. I have such a hard time selling those because I'm like, I worked so hard for those or I really wanted those or whatever. Or those are the really, you know, rare
ones.
Why don't
you see that cash? What are you expecting to get? You know, you're in game. How much are you expecting to roll?
Okay,
in?
So if I sell everything or if I sell the latest couple batches?
Well, like,
the latest
I don't know
couple...
how far you're going with this, but I mean, you've got probably a number in your head.
Latest, I would like around $8,500 for everything that I'm selling right now. And I think I could get close to that.
Collecting the
and then
wrong
are
thing.
You going right to Zales after that then and getting a ring?
I don't know what this is
give
for.
Some
I don't know.
Time.
This I didn't
okay,
think about a ring
know.
Once yet.
This has never happened with a lady friend.
It's
that
true.
You've had. Then all of a sudden Amelia Earhart comes along. You're like, I got to sell everything. I got to change up my house. I got to get rid of my toys. I know this money's going towards the ring. So.
It's not a bad, you know.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I like that you're like, you know what?
You're
going to
miss
them. It's a new phase.
You're going to regret it.
Like, they're collecting dust.
You're going to regret it.
But then you see a comma in the paycheck that they give you, and you're like, okay.
You're still going to regret it.
And you still are keeping some, right? You're not getting rid of all
I am.
Of them.
I'm not getting, there's some that I truly cannot let go of. And those are the ones that I want to keep. But those are the ones that I want to, kind of like what you just said, Jer, build the shelf. And have those
just
in the glass
the
case
ones.
And make the like have a little lighting center for.
And put
I
your
want
wedding
everything.
Photo like right in the middle.
Yeah.
There
and
we you go. Can put you know the Death
and
Star next to it.
You can pass that
the
down to baby
Falcon.
Josh. Right?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you want
to
do. Babies
give those to the kids.
Love putting small Lego pieces in their mouth.
They do.
No,
that's
mean,
exactly what you need
I mean,
to do.
Pass it on to your
babies.
Kids.
Love
okay.
small pieces.
Not what I said.
Bye bye baby.